for you would not have death. You lost death. You lost life in order to save yourself, your immortal self. What is it? Who are you? And essentially, at that point, Ged has won, even though there's going to be an even better scene later on, because he has shown that this questing for eternal self-identity in Le Guin's world is wrong. And this is going to be played out much more in the fifth book, where Le Guin finally confronts this land of the dead that she's invented. But the evil wizard finally says, I opened a door between the land of death and the land of life, and I can't shut it. And all the life is draining out into this land of death, and all the magic is draining out. And Ged says, lead me there. And so him and Aaron follow the evil wizard to this hole between the worlds, which is basically a dry river, a dry spring. And Aaron sees this horrible place where a dead soul crawling into earth and darkness was born again dead. And he said, let it be shut. And Ged says, it will be shut. And then, with all the skill of his life's training and with all the strength of his fierce heart, Ged strove to shut that door, to make the world whole once more. And under his voice and the command of his shaping hands, the rocks drew together painfully, trying to be whole, to meet. But at the same time, the light weakened and weakened, dying out from his hands, from his face, dying out from his yew staff, until only a little glimmer of it clung there. By that faint light, Aaron saw that the door was nearly closed. Now, I think any writer of any tradition would be enormously proud to have written that sentence with all the skill of his life's training and with all the strength of his fierce heart. And it only works. It's not a particularly brilliant sentence in and of itself, but it works with everything that has come before it that is built up to our characterization of Ged. And Ged does, at that moment, use everything to save the two worlds. And as we see later on in Tahanu, the fourth book, Ged pays a terrible price for that. The Farthest Shore is a difficult book because it is so much about death, and it's hard for kids to read, and that's why I think Le Guin was evolving from Wizard of Earthsea, from Tombs of Etuan, into a book about death. She's often said that Wizard of Earthsea was about growing up, Tombs of Etuan was about sex, and Farthest Shore was about death, and I think that that's probably a good description of the three books. I want to bring up one more line in The Farthest Shore before I move on to Tahanu and The Other Wind very briefly, before we move on to Robert Holdstock, and that is this line that Le Guin has Aaron, who eventually is going to become king of all Earthsea, say to Ged at one point. She says Aaron had fallen in love with Ged, and she doesn't mean, I don't think she means homosexual love here. It's homoerotic love, perhaps, but it's more just love of a young man for a great man that he sees. And Aaron says to Ged, I have given my love to what is worthy of love. Is that not the kingdom and the never-perishing spring? Now, I think that's a beautiful piece of poetry and perhaps one it carved on my own tombstone. But more importantly, that's possibly the heart of the entire Earthsea books, of giving your love to what's worthy of love. And if you've done that, then everything else falls into place because that is the kingdom and the never-perishing spring. I think Tolkien would have agreed with that. And Le Guin certainly loves and respects Tolkien, unlike many other fantasy writers who she has not much good to say about. She points out that there is a kind of love and sadness at the heart of Tolkien's work.